Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We got Timeline 25, which is on 1043thefan.com. James Merrillat writing that series. Timeline 25, which, of course, is out again today. James Merrillat joins us now on the VIP line. James, your new Timeline 25 goes back to, well, a pretty good year, 1997. What do you remember most about 97?
Well, there were a few things jumped out. Obviously, it's the Broncos Super Bowl, first Super Bowl season when they won the championship. They didn't win it till 98, so that won't hit until Thursday, but going back through that regular season was really interesting because, you know, they were trying to avenge the loss to Jacksonville the year before. They start off 9-1. They're rolling. They're two games up on the Chiefs when they go into Kansas City. And Pete Stojanovic hits a 54-yard field goal at the gun. He misses that. Broncos are up three games with five to play. They're going to roll to the AFC West title. He makes the kick. All of a sudden, it's a tight divisional race. Broncos go on and lose at Pittsburgh, at San Francisco, and they fall to 12-4 and end up being the wild card team. It was sort of the way they stumbled into the playoffs, not only going 3-3 down the stretch, but you also had the Bill Romanowski spitting in J.J. Stokes' face incident on Monday Night Football,
right?
Which was national news. You know, there's obviously there's a racial element to it that could very easily divide the locker room. So, you know, that's the second to last game of the regular season. So they had a lot of things that they had to try and fix to right the ship heading into the playoffs. So in 1997, at the end of the year, the Broncos were certainly not looking like a team that was going to win a title, even though we all know they went on and won Super Bowl 32.
Hey, James, really quickly, you know, before you jumped on, Cecil and I were talking about, you know, Prince of Mucamara signing with the Las Vegas Raiders and maybe the impact that it could have on the Denver Broncos. Do you think that the Broncos missed their window in trying to secure another corner opposite A.J. Boye?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you see Prince signed with the Raiders. Logan Ryan reportedly is going to sign with the Jets. You know, the Broncos have not a ton of salary cap space, but they have more than almost every other team in the league. Depending on, you know, which source you use, they're roughly between $16 and $22 million of salary cap space. So they could have gone out and signed somebody. You can create salary cap space if you want to. So yeah, no, they missed the boat. I mean, they're looking at it and saying, well, it's Bouye on one side, Bryce Callahan's gonna be one of the three, and then is it Ojemudia? Is it Isaac Yiadom, who Cecil wrote about today on the website in terms of guys that are under pressure? He should be. He really would be under pressure if they went and signed Prince or Logan Ryan. So, you know, the Broncos are kind of pushing all their chips in here with, hey, 2020 is the kind of make or break season. What do we got? Well, if you're going to do that, don't leave salary cap space, you know, on the cutting room floor, so to speak. Go out and fill whatever holes you still have. And to me, that third cornerback position is still a hole because we don't know if a rookie's going to be able to play that spot. And we don't know if Bryce Callahan is going to be able to play one of those three spots. So, yeah, they very long-winded answer, very long-winded way of me saying, yeah, they missed the boat there.
It's Timeline 25, remembering the biggest Colorado sports stories of 1997. James Merrillat, 1043thefan.com, joins us. Sign up for that Denver Sports Daily. Hot and fresh, top sports news around the Mile High City sent to your inbox. That's the Denver Sports Daily. Sign up for free at 1043thefan.com. You mentioned in your timeline today about those jerseys for the Broncos, right? And now 97, that was the fresh look.
Yep.
They got to have new jerseys pretty soon, right? I mean, they won Super Bowls. They won their only Super Bowls in those jerseys. But next year they can change the helmet color rule, which means they can have the old school blue back. Would that also come with, and we see all these other teams, hell, the Chargers have got more jerseys than they will have wins this year. You know what I mean? They got more jerseys than they'll have fans sitting in the stands. Like, couldn't the Broncos get a little spice this thing up? I mean, it's 97 and now, man. It's a classic jersey. There's nothing necessarily wrong with it, James, but nah, maybe a change-up is in order?
Yeah, you know, and they did change it however many years ago when they went from blue to orange as the home jersey. And I think that kind of silenced a lot of the critics. But I don't know if you guys remember, but 1997, when they rolled out these new uniforms in March of that year, they went over like a lead balloon. Nobody liked the logo change. People hated the fact that they were going to wear blue at home. They had the kind of swoosh down the pant leg instead of a straight line. Like, they were universally hated. I remember calling into the Fan as the caller, as the listener, and complaining about them.
Were you 12? Like, the last time we talked about this, you're like the 12-year-old that called in, although that was KOA, right? But on the Fan, how old were you in 97 when you're calling in to complain about the jerseys?
I was 23, and I was complaining to Drew Goodman. I remember where I was sitting when I made the phone call.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, you know, I like the navy blue better than the old blue. But if everything else was the same in terms of the old D logo, the old look in terms of jerseys and pants and things like that, I'd be fine with it. I didn't like the royal blue. I like the navy blue better. But yeah, it's funny. When you go out and you win back-to-back titles the first 2 years in those uniforms, all of a sudden, you know, people are wearing them all over town.
Right.
But you saw it when they switched back to orange, like, what was that, 6-7 years ago. All of a sudden, the stadium's a sea of orange again instead of – that nobody has a sea of navy blue. It just looks like everybody's wearing the same coat and jersey and whatever else. So it was such a distinct color. It was so Broncos that to not have orange jerseys was almost sacrilege. So at least they've gone back to that. But if they went back to the old look, I'd be fine with that. At least the old logo, that would be totally good with me.
All right, James, you and I didn't really get a chance to break this down. Obviously, you heard on the station what my bold prediction was for the season, which is totally different from last season, 12-4. It's 7-9. But I see you are, I guess, taking on the optimistic approach, 10-6. Can you please explain that for me?
Sure. They were 7-9 last year. They went 2-6 when they had a statue playing quarterback. They, even though that, you know, Joe Flacco was not very good during those games, they had a really good chance of winning three of those. So, you know, could they have finished 10-6 last year despite the fact that they started three quarterbacks, two of which have never played an NFL game before they started for the Broncos? Yeah, they could have. So I don't think it's a stretch. I think their defense is going to be good again. I think their offense is going to be vastly improved. You know, most NFL games come down to a possession or two, sometimes even a play or two. It really is. It's Von Miller not tackling Jacoby Brissett in the end zone for a safety, and instead it's a completion to T.Y. Hilton and they win the game. Like, sometimes it comes down to a play or two. I just think, you know, second-year coach, he's not trying to kind of learn as he goes. I mean, gosh, how many weeks did we talk about should Vic Fangio be in the booth or down on the sideline?
Right.
It's kind of a ridiculous topic, but it did kind of speak to the point of it was all new for him. So it's not going to be new for him. They're going to have an offensive coordinator that, you know, it's not new for him either. I just think in so many different ways they've upgraded, and I can't find a way they've downgraded. So if they were 7-9 last year, had all these things going against them, and really could have won, heck, one, two, or three of those games, then I don't think it's a leap to say, well, now that they don't have all those things going against them, they're going to win 10 games. I think this is a 10-win team. I think they're going to the playoffs. They're not a contender yet. They're not a contender for the AFC West title. They're not a contender for the Super Bowl. But you got to go in steps. It's, you know, baby steps to quote, what about Bob? So it's going to be a baby step for the Broncos in 2020.
Did we get a what about Bob reference in there?
I'm sailing.
I'm Leo Marvin. That's right.
There we go. James Merrillat, 1043thefan.com. Check out Timeline 25 as you remember the top Colorado sports stories, 1997. That's up on our website right now, 1043thefan.com. James, be good, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, fellas. I enjoyed it.
There we have him. James, he's sailing. I'm sailing.
I love that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Schlatter and Evans are like, what is this new movie you're talking about? What about Bob?
He stars Bill Murray, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah. I want to bring up Apocalypse Now. Or, I'm trying to think of 70s movies, sorry. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Let's talk about that. And something James brought up. I want to dig into this, man. I want to dig into this. Not about the jersey thing, although I could do...
I'm sure you could.
I could spend a lot more time on jerseys than I probably should. But there's a fatal flaw for the Broncos that I didn't hear James talk about. I'll tell you what that is. Oh, I hate this. I got to tell you, though. Next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.